This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. There was some amazing footage today on CNN from inside an Iraqi Air Force helicopter delivering relief supplies to Yazidi refugees and then taking some of those refugees on board and getting them out. Truly amazing pictures. ISIS and its rapid advance has put the Yazidis out of reach of the industry that normally provides food and water and shelter to vulnerable people worldwide. It is the humanitarian aid industry, a $22 billion a year business and growing. It employs more than 250,000 people and got record amounts of donor contributions last year. Marketplace's Noel King reports.
I didn't realize I'd get double wrap on this one.
International Medical Corps, a non-governmental organization based in Los Angeles, has just moved to new offices, partly to save on rent. Margaret Aguirre, the head of global initiatives, is unwrapping her photographs. One shows mothers and children outside of an IMC clinic in Ethiopia a few years ago during a hunger crisis.
It didn't reach to the level of famine, but it was very close, and we were seeing a lot of starving children, and it was a very difficult time.
Another more recent photo Aguirre took in South Sudan.
All of these women and children have just come off a bus. These are people whose homes were bombed in the conflict to the north. It's said all the time, it sounds like a cliche, but when your home is bombed, you run.
International Medical Corps responds to emergencies, deploying doctors to disaster areas and training local health workers. It started in 1984 as a handful of volunteer doctors and nurses who traveled to Afghanistan on their own dime to treat wounded people. This year, it has a budget of $300 million and nearly 5,000 employees working in 30 countries. Visit its website and you'll find more than 100 job openings. And there are thousands of NGOs, says Abby Stoddard of Humanitarian Outcomes, a firm that researches humanitarian assistance.
Roughly 5,000, but the number rises and falls each year, and a lot of new NGOs will be created around a given emergency and then disappear again.
There are more than 250,000 people working in aid, and Stoddard says the sector has professionalized.
You can even get master's degrees in humanitarian assistance. These could be technical specialists in water and sanitation or food assistance. They could be logisticians, financial analysts, program managers. There's a whole raft of careers within international humanitarian aid.
Jessica Alexander, who has two master's degrees and has done everything from managing camps for displaced people to working with former child soldiers, says sometimes people mistake aid work for charity. She wrote a book called Chasing Chaos, My Decade in and Out of Humanitarian Aid, to clear up some of the misconceptions.
People have come up to me at this point in my career and say, gosh, how can you afford to continue volunteering? And what they don't understand is that this very much is a career, and we're paid well, and we're paid with benefits.
There's even a kind of career ladder. William Easterly, who teaches economics at NYU and wrote the book The Tyranny of Experts, Economists, Dictators, and the Forgotten Rights of the Poor, has seen a huge increase in the number of students pursuing careers in aid. Many will start out in NGOs.
Salaries are going to be very low in most NGOs. You know, they are small and operating on a pretty limited budget. There's also a big phenomenon in NGOs of unpaid interns. And part of this is just supply and demand. There's a huge amount of supply of young people who do want to work in development, and that's great. But there's just not enough jobs for them.
But working for an NGO can get you a foot in the door at the UN.
Young people can get more decent salaries at UN agencies or other official aid agencies like the World Bank.
The money for those salaries comes from the donations of governments, foundations, companies, and individuals. Last year, donors gave a record $22 billion that covered aid distribution, programs, really everything. But there's a big difference between aid and other growth industries. More jobs, more money, more demand usually means more crises. International Medical Corps' Margaret Aguirre.
We've been doing this for 30 years, and I can honestly say that there are more crises, there are more conflicts, there are more disasters, there are a lot of people in peril, and it seems like there's a crisis everywhere.
In addition to Iraq, there are humanitarian crises in Syria, South Sudan, the Gaza Strip, and across Central Africa. There is even, according to the U.S. government, a humanitarian crisis on the U.S.-Mexico border, sparked by children and families fleeing Central America. All of it could add up to another growth year for the aid industry. I'm Noel King for Marketplace.